We put this festival on, you bastards, with a lot of love. We work for 1 year for you pigs. And you want to break our walls down? And you want to destroy it? Well, you go to hell. We put this festival on, you bastards, with a lot of love. We work for 1 year for you pigs. And you want to break our walls down? And you want to destroy it? Well, you go to hell.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Fatback Four, the second last one of the season. There's Ian, there's Matt. We've been told is on the way. We'll add him in when he arrives. He's claiming he's in an airport, trying to get out of an airport, but the chances are he's just making his way back from the pub, because that's how he works. What this we're going to do this week? We're going to have a look first. We're going to have a look at the teams around us in the league and where they stand and where we stand in comparison. We're going to have a look at the final. And then we're going to go into random stuff and whatever you feel like talking to us about. We're Periscope, we're live on YouTube, we're live on something called Twitch that me and Ian don't know what it fucking is, but people watching probably do. Whatever you want to watch as you can, and people are on and downloading. You'll hear me talking about all this and you won't know what the fuck's going on. But anyway, welcome to the Fatback Four. In the week of the Champions League, as you can see on the bottom of the screen, 6 days to go. Let's get into it. Let's go transfer. Let's go big from the start. Name number one, and it has to be Nabil Fekir. Nabil Fekir, as Grizz knows him. Grizz, I'll let you go first. Nabil Fekir, a lot of reports coming out that this deal is more or less done. No kind of fee has been shouted around. There's been numbers going anywhere from 58 to 65, 66 million. Done for you. Do you expect an announcement soon? Are you happy with it? Is there someone that can come into this?
We've been down this road, haven't we, with done and not done. Nothing's done until, you know, the Melwood lean, the famous Melwood lean. But look, according to reputable, in my opinion, it's close as well. Nothing's going to come out. Well, the thing is, there's so much media spotlight and it's so sort of spreading like wildfire, isn't it, all over social media, so it may come out before the cup final. I don't think Jurgen Klopp or Liverpool want it to come out before the cup final. His season's finished now, so he can maybe sort of announce his plans, but it wouldn't be ideal for the club, for the squad. Maybe Jurgen Klopp won't want it to come out, but I think it's very, very close to getting done. It's very similar to the VVD scenario. He wants us. He only wants us. He's very happy with us. So, but his chairman is a sly bugger who wants to get an auction. But you know, once the player's decided that he wants a certain club, it's very difficult for that transfer not to happen.
All right. I asked Grizz why you think he brought in the team and he just refused to answer me. So Ian, Nabil Fekir, what do you think he can bring to Liverpool? And I don't mind, you know, people say, oh, where will he fit into the team? That's not their fucking job. Our job is to have, you know, to talk about these people, but Liverpool's job is to have the best squad they have. And, you know, the way I look at it is, if he plays up front and he takes innings out of the squad and replaces him, or he goes into a midfield or wherever, this guy has to be improving us, doesn't he?
Yeah, I can't see him playing up front. I think he could possibly play false nine, possibly, without getting too hipster. But I think he brings goals from another area of the pitch, other than what we've already got. Do you know what I mean? Our midfield three, especially with Ox injured, they don't offer any goals, do they? At all, really. So if he was to play as eight, more than 10, but if he was to play as an 8, he would offer goals from deep. I think he's the type of player, you could play him in the same side as the front three if you're playing sides at home, you're expected to turn over. I wouldn't play that 4 away to Barca or anything, you know what I mean? But like you say, people moan that our squad's not very strong, and then the next instance they go, how's he going to get a game? He's only going to play 30 games. And you're like, it's counterproductive, that argument. We should have a squad that plays more than 45 games, do you know what I mean? That's really how it should be.
Yeah.
But like you say, you can't have too many good players on the bench. And at times this season, we've looked at, when we were resting players, with the Champions League in mind, we didn't have players come in and take the game by the scruff of the neck and give Klopp any selection headaches, did he? Because our squad, after our first 11, drops off a cliff. So players like this can only improve that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll give you a second chance to answer this question. I'm not going to claim I know much about this. I'm not like people that claim they watch Ligue 1, as they call it. I don't. I've no interest in it. Six times, max. Where would you see him playing, Chris? I've heard people saying, like Ian, he's a false nine, or he can play either side of a Firmino, or he could even... Can't hear him. Fucking great, that's a bonus. But Chris...
Just stay down, man.
Just want your face, don't talk.
Right, so Chris, you know, multifunctional, like Klopp likes him to be.
Okay, yeah, I've seen quite a bit of Scarf, and he claims to have seen him quite a bit as well, and I have as well. Look,
all
I think
that means
that's bullshitters. But yeah, listen, the point is, this guy is kind of, I think he can play in numerous, look, in his younger days, before the injury, I personally don't think he's as quick as he was before his injury. I mean, look, to play on the wing, and as an out-and-out winger. He's more of a, didn't want to be a hipster, but I'm going to go all hipster. I think he's going to be bought to play.
Okay.
He can play that very, very well. He's very deceptively strong, just like Bobby is as well. But you wouldn't think that he's sort of the strongest player of all players. But Fekir's absolute wonder of a left foot. As Ian says, he's got a goal in him.
Look, Abby, if you're...
I wouldn't compare him to him. More about tricks and flicks. This guy's very efficient. He's not about tricks and flicks. He's not about looking good. He's about sort of very efficient.
Do you know what I hate about Ben Arfa while we're talking about him? All of his features on his face are in a 1.5 inch. Eyes, his nose, and his mouth, they're all there.
Right.
And the rest is all spare landscape.
Is that
weird?
Is that not where they're meant?
No, look, they spread out, don't they?
Yeah.
The circumference of your face.
You look like you're in the Volvo.
All that big. I tell you what, after this, go and have a look at how fucking squashed together his features are. He looks like a melted Quentin Tarantino.
Fekir does.
No, Ben
Arfa.
Oh, right, okay, because I'm not signing him. If he has scrunched up features, he's not being signed.
Okay, Ben Arfa, so I don't know why Ian Spreadman is describing what he looks like. But
it's just always bothered me with his dead close face.
Back to Fekir. I think I agree with Ian. He's not a Ben Arfa type player. He's more of an efficient Lallana, right? He has more impact than Lallana. He's a much better finisher. He can play, as Ian says, I wouldn't play him in a three, in part of a midfield three away from home against a top team. I was actually going to do some tweets talking about his weaknesses as opposed to his strengths, because everyone's going to talk about his strengths. You know what we're like as Liverpool fans when we get linked to a player? We're just, oh, he's going to bring this to the team and he's going to bring this to him. But he's not, in my eyes, the complete article. He's not the finished article. He has got a few flaws that I'm interested to see how Jurgen Klopp's going to use him, because he's a lazy fucker.
Okay.
He's a lazy Fekir.
Matt, have you ever seen Fekir play?
Loads, mate.
As
loads.
He fuck.
you have him on your team in FIFA, do you?
when we linked with him in January, I went over to him and Lamar.
I admit it.
I'm not one of these guys. I watch on leagues. I like what I see on there. Obviously, they only showed a good bit, but it adds to the team. His numbers, what's he on, like 23 this year? And drop off from France to Premier League is about 35%. So if he gets us 12 to 15...
You wanker. You absolute wanker. Yeah. Quoting percentages. He's got a spreadsheet. Yeah. The fucking blaze.
It's
honestly
fucking true, mate. It's true.
You do that one more time.
His middle name is not set.
Did you hear that?
And you'll see as well, his bar's gone up about 40%.
35%. Fuck off in your Fruit of the Loom t-shirt.
Hold on. So he's getting us 15 goals, I'd say. Yeah. From a position we haven't got many goals from. So, yeah. Happy...
So that position for you is one of these eights, as they call them. Is that the position for you?
Out of the three midfielders, he's the attacking one.
Yeah, no.
I agree with Chris. It does look like he could play the Bobby role if needed.
Yeah, you see, I from all I've read, I can see him coming in and maybe playing as an eight. probably playing as a 10 in a 4-2-3-1. I think he may look to go back to a 4-2-3-1 and get him into the team. But I'm happy enough if he's coming in and you can play him in role.
For what, put players. Bobby as 9?
Hmm?
Put Bobby as 9?
Or no, like in a 4-2-3-1 and you just, you play, if you can play Fekir behind the front three more or less, you know, that kind of way, well, the front three would be part of the three, whatever. You know, those numbers are showing you. Yeah, you Bobby. Could, but I'd be happy enough if this coming in and he can play as an 8, as he can play as a 10, he could play either side of Firmino, or he could play in Firmino's role when needed. That to me is a great sign. And another comment that's clear is that he's currently the captain. So it's shown the sort of player that Klopp can attract when he's going to one of France's top teams. You know,
I was just going to say, we get
their captain.
Definitely a leader. I was just going to say that. He will add leadership qualities. The only position I would say he wouldn't be an asset, in my opinion, would be out wide. Okay. As a sort of, out wide. Anywhere centrally, one of the attacking, one of the midfield or attacking roles, or as a false nine, he's an absolute asset to the team. Look, with the Ox injury, how long is he out for, Matt? Roughly, what was that? Minimum 6 months, isn't it, or something like that?
Why is he asking me?
You have the spreadsheets.
Yeah, you put it on graphs like when he's due back. But look, with the Ox injury, I think he'll be an absolute timely signing in terms of coming into the team. He brings vision. My biggest strength he brings is calmness and sort of control. You know, the hectic football that we play, and we can be very hectic and frenetic. He will bring that calmness. You know, sometimes we lack sort of control. We always accuse Liverpool of we didn't control the game we just carried on that 100 miles per hour. But I think Fekir definitely helps in that scenario because he really slows the game down. He's one of those players that's got that sort of skill to just play at his pace.
Okay. Right, let's move on. The next one got shown.
So hang on. So no one wants my opinion on Fekir, no?
No, you gave it.
No.
I never. That was before in our preview. No, I don't want to talk about it.
That was Ben Arthur.
Come on,
am I just here to amuse people? Am I the comedy fucking sideshow?
No one
wants to know my opinion. Let's carry on.
You're here for the ratings, Ian, you know that.
Just carry on. I am, yeah.
That's why I have you in the middle of the screen. Ian, what are you
doing? I this chance.
I raise sex appeal 17% when I'm on this pod, according to Matt's spreadsheet.
Yeah, but if you move to France, you'd up at about 19-20%.
I know. I don't smell bad enough to live in France.
That's about 90% of everyone else's.
Give us your opinion.
If you keep cutting across me, I'm going to mute every single fucking one of you. Ian, give us your view on Fekir. Go on.
No.
Okay.
No, mate, basically what Matt just said, because I think he heard our Perry before. He'll be more effective for us, I think, as one of the midfield three. He'll offer goals there, only weaker sides. He'll play as a false nine, maybe as a 10. Sometimes at home, do you know what I mean? But I can't see him playing as a 3 in midfield when we're away to a good side, do you know what I mean? It'd leave us too open. But what you just said there, if we play 4-2-3-1, he'll get a few more games there. And you can get away with two midfielders when one of them's Naby Keita. Because he's like fucking three midfielders anyway.
Yeah, you see, 4-2-3-1 comes to me because, and especially trying to get a 10 into this team, because the way Mane has kind of developed into this a little bit as the season's gone on, and he's moved more centrally, not all the way through games, but in parts of games he's moved centrally and tried to make things happen. Lads, I'll move on, and Ian, I'll stay with you. Ousmane Dembele, the rumour around this week is that Barcelona are willing to let him go on loan because they're more than confident of signing Antoine Griezmann. I think if Liverpool can get hold of this player, it'd be brilliant. Another, you've just said, and I think we've all agreed that maybe Fekir's position is not out wide, but Dembele's most definitely is. The only thing I would say about this one is, if we do get him on loan, I would be wanting an option to buy. I don't want to develop a player for a few years for Barcelona and give him back to him. Ousmane Dembele, what do you reckon? What's your take on him?
He's possibly the best young player in the world. How old is he? Is he still 19 or is he 20? How old is he?
I'm going to say 20. I could be wrong.
I can't think of a better player his age on the planet. Do you know what I mean? He can do anything.
Have
you
ever seen that?
Yeah. But have you ever seen that interview where they say...
What do you say?
What foot are you? And he doesn't know. He said, are you left or your right footed? He goes, I don't know. And he goes, well, what's your take? He goes, I think I'm left footed. And he goes, but you take your penalties right footed? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, so why? And he goes, yeah, I'd shoot better with my right. He's just one of those mad freaks who's brilliant at everything. I think Barcelona panicked and overpaid for him when they lost Neymar, you know what I mean? Rather than, they didn't really have a plan in place. I think they overpaid. Then he got an injury. He was out for quite a while. And now he's struggling for game time because of the front three they've got. He's potentially world-class. He could be a Ballon d'Or winner if you're into all that shit in a few years. He's that good. I don't know if I'd be arsed getting him on loan if we can't buy him at the end of it. I don't see what the benefit is. I genuinely... But like we've just been saying there, you don't cut your nose off to spite your face. So if you can have a player like that, then maybe you'd be stupid to say no, even if it's just for 12 months. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, so
I agree. Before we take him.
Someone just said he was unplayable tonight against Sociedad, and then somebody, two comments later, said he came off injured. I seen the tackle, and it was looked a bad one on his ankle. Grace, I'm going to leave you to last, because I know you have a lot to say on this lad. Matt, Usman Dembele, I think we'd be mad not to take him, and as Ian said, you'd have to have a buy option on him. You know, but take him for a year, pay a fee for the year, and then have an agreement in place to spend 70, 80 million on him. And we are in a bit of a position of power with Barcelona over the Coutinho deal and what he owes, and we could probably make that sway for us. Where would you see him, Matt, coming into this team? Or would you see him as just another really, really good player in a group of really, really good players?
He's perfect for a Klopp team, I think. Pacey, tricky, young, still developing. So like, he's the rotation we need. When you three were saying get Zaha at the end of, during the season, and I said I don't want Zaha to be our first choice backup, Dembele is. And that's it. We needed him this season, really. We've got you with just them three. That won't happen again, not at all. I don't care about the salon. If we got the option to buy him, great. If we have him, take him anyway. Do you know what I mean? You can't say no to a player like that, even if it is just one season.
Is he Muslim? Yeah.
Get him in the mosque.
Fucking sign them all, man.
Get them all. Grizz will be applying for a fitness coach or something soon.
Bargy cooking. Yeah.
Imam Grizz.
The fucking caravan kitted out as a takeaway inside Melwood's gate, I'd say. Grizz, Usman Dembele, go on. Tell us what you know. Tell us what you want. Tell us anything. Go on.
Ian stole my thunder because I know Ian likes Leon Bailey. Right?
Tell us first. Done.
No, nothing's done. Done. All right. Let me just tell you how much I love this kid. That's and me. In terms of, I think he's, as Ian says, I said it when he went to Dortmund. He went from, which club did he go from to Dortmund, lads? The French club.
He played in Red. Played in Red. I can't remember. Rennes.
No, it was Rennes, Ian. Spot on. Look, this guy is fantastic. Everyone's getting a boner about Fekir. I'm good with Fekir. But I'm fucking excited about this kid and the potential signing this kid. And it's funny because you could see the Klopp reaction in that press conference when someone told him that Barca are possibly looking to put Dembele on the market. And he went, ooh, is he? Because he loves this kid as much as I do, I think. This kid is the dog. He's got everything in his locker.
Sorry, right, someone saying that he was with Bordeaux.
No,
he wasn't
Bordeaux. Well, up there, so okay. Sorry. Then he says that's Malcolm. Maybe it was Ren. Doesn't matter.
it was definitely Ren's. This kid has it all, Gav. Like Matt says, in terms of, I think he's a far better player than Zaha. They understand what I know. In my opinion, we have made a loan offer for him. They are in a spot above us financially in terms of they want Griezmann as well. And they owe us a bit from Coutinho. And apparently they are still owe us from Suarez as well. So
sorry, I have to just say hello to Shawnee FC. Shawnee FC is online there and he said say hello to him.
So hi, Shawnee.
We're doing requests tonight. Go on, Grizz.
But Usman Dembele, if Barcelona, because there's still it's not clear from Barcelona's side if they want to sell him, like, or just loan him for 2 years. We're definitely pressing for a loan to buy at the end. He's fantastic. We cannot let this opportunity pass. I think Liverpool will try everything they can to purchase him. You're right, guys. Loan for 2 years and then give him back doesn't make sense for us.
He might not want to go back.
Does that what Matt said there? You don't know what can happen in 2 years. In 2 years' time, they may need to sell. We've already got him.
Exactly.
And someone made a good point there. He used to rent Klopp's house in Germany, and he trashed Klopp's house.
Yeah, but he's sound with him. Klopp loves him.
So he owes him a favour. Get him in.
He owes him a favour.
And a couch, probably.
Who smashed up his house?
Dembele was renting Klopp's house when Klopp come here.
Oh, okay.
And he left it in a right shit tip when he went to Barca, apparently.
Yeah, but Klopp, you can tell Klopp's not...
Dishes in the sink and all that. Horrible.
He doesn't hold fucking grudges. But
you don't know. He could have ruined his fucking favourite shag rug.
No, so you couldn't tell he doesn't. He's a nice kid, this nice man, our Klopp.
Klopp's okay, is it the sound?
He's not fucking...
Club sound about soft phone.
Mate, don't fuck up a German man's carpet. That's well known.
But Gav, this potential transfer is the most exciting for me. In terms of this kid is fire. He's got absolutely everything in his locker. You know, there's a very chance we'd strike a deal with this one. Very good chance.
Okay. Any other business on Dembele? Anyone got anything else to say?
Matt? Oh, Matt was first.
Ian, you're done.
I just think
for me, he looks a fantastic talent from what I've seen of him. And
was the injury bad today?
It looked a bad tackle on his ankle. He came back on. It was just before half time. He came back on. He didn't look great, and he went off then. I don't know when he went off because I was getting ready for this and I wasn't watching that. For me, he's a fantastic talent, and if you can add him into the mix with, you know, Mane and Salah who play wide, if you can add him in and into a forward line, if you can get him and one other to go with the three we have there in a forward line, I think you're absolutely laughing. They have everything. Any other names, lads? I was just going to pick on them too. Was there any other names you want to discuss?
There's people talking about that. Is it Talisca?
Talisca.
It makes no sense to me that the Besiktas coach said he's signing for Tosin's rivals, didn't he? So everyone just presumed he means Liverpool. Mm. But who knows what that fella's geography is like. It could be anyone in the northwest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It
could be anyone. So
we have scouted him.
He's been linked a while. He nearly signed for Wolves, didn't he? For fucking stupid money a while back off that moody agent. But yeah. If we're going for Kier, we will not be going for him.
Absolutely, absolutely. But the fantastic thing is, look, Fekir's done. Yeah, Fekir's done.
Oh, yeah.
So considering Fekir's 99%...
I'll let you know when it's done.
All right, let me know. But the exciting thing is we are definitely targeting a pacey wide man. So Dembele, Pulisic, and a name that's cropped up today is Ian's man, Leon Bailey. So the fact that we're making moves in the market I'm not. I'm giving you three names that are on a list, and in my opinion, we'll definitely get one of them.
Right, lads. This lad on Perry just put in a good shout. What about Souza? Would you have him back?
I've seen that.
Can he hack it?
I don't think he has. I don't think he's
improved.
He has improved, but he just needs
that next little step. I think from what I've seen, not much.
When he was in our reserves and he was just around the squad, I made the shout that he'd be world-class by the time he was 25. And I genuinely think he's got that ability. But he's doing all right at Milan.
Because he said he wants to come back, doesn't he?
Yeah, I heard that today, yeah. I just don't... Where would he play? As an attacker mid?
I think
he comes across to me as a bit of a luxury player. And I think in our midfield, we don't do luxury, we do all action.
I agree with you.
Gav is a luxury player, every single one of them.
Yeah, but no, I know what Gav's saying there. I agree with him because he's a luxury player for our team where we don't really have one role for that. You look at Coutinho, I still think he was shoehorned in rather than he didn't fit the system. And
yeah,
Souza doing exactly the same thing. It would be great to have, and he might get a few games off the bench, but I would be putting him into our team.
I just don't think he's quick enough. He's technically brilliant. Don't think he's quick enough.
You're saying that, Ian, and as you're saying that, Mesh is rolling in there saying too slow, not fast enough, not quick enough, not good enough. So that's what's going on. I think that Souza thing is probably a quote taken out of context where he said, "Jesus, yeah, Liverpool are a fantastic club. If it came around again that I got a chance to go back, I would. But I don't think it's something that we're looking at." That's just my opinion on it. And when I look at him, I think, like Matt said, yeah, maybe Coutinho was being shoehorned into that three midfield because he wanted to play there. And, you know, hindsight is a great thing. Maybe that's what he was looking for. And maybe Liverpool were trying to do that to give him that position to try to hold on to him. We don't know. Anyone else? Anyone else got any names? Anyone else? One more. I'll take one more before we go. Anyone else?
Anyone who's not an attacking player. So, centre-halves. Weird.
I'll tell you what we're doing. Centre half, right? Because I think we all agree that we would like to sign a centre half in the summer. So let's not go on links, anything like that. I want you to give me the name of just sign one centre half. Now be realistic about it. One centre half that you would sign in the summer if that's the road we are going to go down. Matt, I'll come to you first. Give us a centre half you would sign.
I'll take Alderweireld.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's me as well. So I won't give him an opinion on that. I'll definitely go with him. You go with Alderweireld, as I call him. Because I call all the players a different name.
You called him Ra. I don't know what Matt called him. Say him, Matt. What did Matt call him? Alderweireld.
I thought you said Alderweireld. I thought you said Alderweireld.
I've been on the plane.
Yeah,
jet lag.
On a plane. You go Alderweireld. So would I. I just think.
Who?
Exactly. Alderweireld for me. I know people are saying. People are saying he's 30, he's injury prone. I think a lot of this season is being made because of the transfer kind of impasse that's come at Spurs where he's looking for more money. For me, I think he's just perfect for Liverpool. Matt, is there anything else that you'd add to it with regards to him? Why would you want him? Same reasons?
He's just solid. He's done it in the Premier League. He knows exactly what he's coming up against with these shithouse teams that launch the ball over the top. He's calm. He's perfect for Van Dijk. Just take him. It weakens the rival as well.
Okay.
It's a bit of a finger up to Tottenham fans.
Yeah, Ian, and we're going to come back to that because I think it's definitely in summer where you should be nailing some of these teams around us. Ian, a centre-half that...
There's two. The luxury one is Delight. Delit. From Ajax, he's the luxury one.
Yeah,
he's a centre-back you can play for the next 14, 15 years, and he's a Rolls-Royce. I don't know if he's ready for the Prem just yet. Yeah, I mean, alongside VVD, he'd be perfect. But I'd go for Lascelles from... I'm having a mare with these pronunciations at the minute, from Newcastle. He's just a tank. An absolute tank. Him alongside VVD would be like fucking... Do you know what I mean? Just... We wouldn't concede any headers, put it that way. And he's a leader as well.
Okay, so which one? Pick one.
the Newcastle one.
The Lascelles.
Yeah. Didn't you shout him, Chris? Didn't you want him?
Nah, that's Ian's.
Ian's always been on that bus. Ian's always been on board that helicopter.
He likes Lascelles a lot.
Chris, give me one, Chris.
He's got to be Muslim.
Hey, hold on. And he is.
Go on, mate.
I think, I don't know, is he Kurt Zouma? I think this season proved that he's back to fitness. This season proved, I mean, he's in a shocking Stoke team, but the guy is, I loved him at Chelsea. I think he'd be absolutely perfect as the front foot. Centre back alongside VVD.
Are you trying to get rid of front foot Degsy?
I'm not getting rid of front foot Degsy, but front foot Degsy is perfect for 10 games a season where he's brilliant, and that's what I'd use front foot Degsy for. Kurt Zouma fit alongside VVD like a glove. He's no one beats him one on one. Physically superb. His distribution is his weak point. I get that. I'd agree with that.
Stoke, yeah.
Say again.
Is that Stoke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've been, and see, a couple of years ago, I would have took him over anyone, but he's stagnated. He's had injuries. And he's, well, got a massive
arse.
We'll be getting rid of front foot Dexy for big ass Zuma. I'm weary of him.
I'll tell you what a name's going to pop up in the next few days. Boateng of Bayern Munich. I think we're going to make a concerted effort to try to get Boateng.
Is that because you were going to tweet it out? Is that why?
Never liked him.
Who?
No, me neither. Me neither, Gas.
He's a good footballer. But he's not young either.
Yeah. Nah, but he wants to. I think, look, in my opinion, our first choice is try to get a starting centre-back in terms of an Alderweireld, a Boateng, De Vrij. I know you don't rate him, but De Vrij, right? I don't think we will be able to get one of these starting centre-backs. So therefore, I think the three that are on the younger potential centre-back list is that Lachelle, however you pronounce his name.
That's even worse than how I said it.
Michelle, sister.
Michelle. Get our Michelle in a centre-half.
Michelle's. Fucking the other one's hard as well. Tarkowski.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I wouldn't touch it.
And unfortunately, even a worse name, but Ben Gibson. They're the three centre-backs.
Ben Gibson?
Of Middlesbrough.
Have a fucking day off, Chris, will you?
All right, but yeah.
Then John Evans. Have Mel choice. Gibson.
I'd rather have the chairman, Steve Gibson.
Hey, would you take Johnny Evans?
I would personally. No. $2 million is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I'd take him instead of Clavin.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
All you have to do is ask yourself, is he an improvement on Clavin? And in my opinion, he is.
Yes.
That's all that matters. And you say to Clavin, thanks, good luck, out you go, and we bring this fella in, and he'll still only be fourth choice, and he's better than Clavin, and he's a Premiership experience. And
played at the highest level.
If you look in January, City were 25 million quid for him to bring him into the squad to make him fourth choice. And if they're ever stuck, or they had a big game coming up, a la Liverpool in the quarter final, they could play him at centre half in the Premier League game.
Is it £4 million? His release clause?
Yeah. £3 million.
Maybe I'd do it at that price. Like,
we still got Stephen Corker.
Third, fourth centre back. Absolutely makes sense.
What did you say, man?
We still got Stephen Corker.
No. You see, he's playing for Dundee.
We should have brought him up top instead of Dom Solanke.
No, you see, the problem you are having, Matt, is that you just keep seeing Bogdan on a mezzanine floor, and they're wondering, well, if he's there, Colca must be there as well, because you just seem to hang on to them.
And Henry K as well.
From Real. Megan Fox as well, but it's not going to happen, mate. I'm sorry.
Get him in before the final. The transfer window's open.
I used to love Varane, but
he's unreal.
I don't even say but or anything there, Gav, you a dick.
He's unreal.
There's something about him that doesn't sit right with me. But
he's not playing for us. He's been 17 for 12 years. He's unreal.
He must be Albert Femi Martin's cousin, is he?
Souza's only 18.
Right, I want to move on. We leave the fans. They're effing and blind, and we should finish fourth. And if them Scouse bastards win that Champions League, I'm going to kill myself. I watched the video on him last night, right? And
he's
an angry little bastard. He's their version of you, Gav,
He's basically outside Wembley, and this fella comes up from nowhere, Manchester fella, and he says, see you, you're a fucking Scouser's dream. Obviously, the way he's gone on. But if you actually listen to this fella, he has a point. He actually has a point. But at the end of it, he says, I'm going to Scotland and it'll just be me and a sheep. I don't know what the fuck's going on there. He actually says at the end of the video, look it up. Anyway, a lot of opposition fans, when talking about their own seasons and where they're going to go, they seem to mention us because they seem to be worried by us. The squad, you know, if you take two or three of them out and add two or three in that are better quality, Liverpool will definitely not only do well in Europe again, but would challenge for a title. So I wanted to have a look at the... We know where we're going. We've talked transfers there. And look, during the summer, we're going to keep talking about them and where they'll fit in. But just looking at the teams around us and where they stand and where they are going forward, what do we think of them? So I want to start, and let's start at the top. Let's start Man City. 100 points this season, probably 100 fucking goals. 14 points dropped all season, was that what it was? Can we see them doing it again? can we see them making moves in the market again in the summer? And is it a case of we have to, no matter how well we play, we have to let them, they have to drop a level to come back to us? Man City, can they do it again? Do you see them
going? They won't keep that up. No way. No team does that twice in a row. There's always a fall off, whether you just get complacent or... I mean, it was a hard enough feat to do on its own. To do it two seasons in a row, it's just ridiculous. I can't see them going out spending 200 million again either. They'll get a few better positions, but I don't think they could do that again. No way.
Okay, so you're seeing a drop off for City.
Yeah, we'll make up points on them easy. That's from both us winning more and them losing.
Okay, and if you're to look, you're saying they might get a few better positions. What do you think they look for in the summer?
Centre back
again.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe a left back. When's Mendy back?
Oh, Mendy's back. He played the last day of the season.
He's back.
Yeah. Did he? They still need another one behind him. They get 240 million players in every single position. Aguero's getting old, even though he's still class. Yaya's gone.
He needs a new midfield
general. Yeah, Jesus has got another season with under Pep as training.
Maybe Isco as well, for David Silva's getting on a bit as well.
Yeah, no, agree. But they won't do it again. I guarantee that. They won't get near it. They'll drop 12 points off that total. Easy. Okay.
Anyone disagree with that?
I still think they'll piss the league, but it won't be, what are they now, 19 points? Maybe by 10 points.
Okay.
But it's very hard to improve on where they are. There's only one way to go now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And City have got a reputation for not being able to do it two seasons in a row. That possibly won't be the case under Pep. But
I feel it'll be between us and Chelsea about who challenges them. I can't say United. Yeah.
Chelsea. I think we're the closest to City.
I'll change that. It depends who Chelsea get in as manager. But if they make the right appointment, then yeah.
He's got a hell of a job to get that squad sorted out, that whoever comes in, because there's a lot of trouble in
there. We'll get on
to Chelsea now in a second, but just on City, could it be a case where they don't knock the league on the head, but they pull a lot of their eggs in the Champions League basket, because this is what these owners are craving. And I think if it came down, stick or twist around, say, February, where Guardiola says, look, I can only go for one of these, I don't think I can do both, I think the owners will be saying to them, no, Champions League, put everything into the Champions League. Riz, you have your hand up. What have you got for me?
I think Pep would have learned from this season. Do you know that? Because you're right, he didn't rotate much. He just played his strongest team in every single game. Even in the sort of the last stages of the whatever cup is called, the League Cup, and the FA Cup as well. I think they definitely improved the squad. And, you know, and when we're talking City improving the squad, we're talking like sort of 70 million plus pound players. So I think they get stronger next season. I think you're right. He definitely targets the Champions League, but the clear favourites for me. But if we get things right, I know every fucking season we say, this is our season, this is our summer, but we are genuinely close. If we get the three or four first-class signings, not a lot, we don't need like sort of 7-8 squad turnover. We just need 3 to 4 first-teamers challenging for those spots. I think we're the closest challenge to City. You're going to come to the other teams. I don't think none of the other teams challenge him as close as we do next season. Fingers crossed.
Ian, you think they still piss the league, and could you see them kind of into the new year looking at Champions League and maybe taking the eye off the ball? And not only that, do you see teams that were, you know, visually scared of them this season? Do you see teams coming out and going, we could probably have a little bit of a go against this. You know, try a different tactic. Don't sit back on your 18-yard line and let them play it. Try push them, and teams might think they can get more results off them than they did this season.
Well, they can't do any worse, can they? The only way you can have a go against teams like City and Barcelona and is to have a go. Do you know what I mean? If you don't attack, they'll eventually find a way through. They've got too many players, too many good players, and they've got fucking five or six on the bench who are all worth 40 million who'll come on and sit and unlock the door eventually. So you've got to have a go. Pep come out last week, didn't he, and said, I'd take another Premier League over the Champions League.
That's
and
right.
I put a tweet out saying, yeah, and you'd rather have a side part than be bald as well. You're full of shit. There's no way his owner wants another Premier League title over the Champions League. But Pep hasn't done that well in the Champions League, other than when he's had Messi. He's underachieved, so... Do you know what I mean? Take Messi out of his team, and he hasn't done that well. He underachieved at Bayern Munich in Europe. So this season's an underachieving for City in Europe, no matter how good they've been in the league. So the pressure will be on them next year to do well.
Yeah.
They will spend £150, £200 million again. They will.
Yeah, I think they will. I think a striker is the main thing. I think he's losing patience with Aguero and his injuries.
Mahrez is nailed on for City.
Yeah, Mahrez maybe.
He doesn't improve them, in my opinion.
Jorginho is nailed on for them as well. So that's two.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they need to improve the midfield. The midfield's getting on a bit.
Yeah, that's two major signings.
Okay. Let's go down. Second place was United. And this is where this conversation kind of came into my head, because United fans are fuming over the season they've had. Yeah, they've got 82 points, I think it was, in the end. But United fans just aren't happy with the style of play. They were taught a lesson in the cup final yesterday, in my opinion, because what they've done to teams all season was done to them. And to me, it just looks like Mourinho is trying to get a quick fix on something, get a title, and probably a year later disappear. That's what it looks like to me. But lads, United, if you're in United's position going into this summer, and you have to, I suppose, consider the way Mourinho does things, but what do you do? Matt, does he go out and spend big again? Does he try fucking blow the socks off the market again and continue to go for the likes of Sanchez's and things like that? Or does he have to go back to basics?
It's what he does. If he doesn't win, he stamps his feet, cries, and he'll spend £200 million again. I think Sanchez was terrible. I was getting feedback there. Yeah, I think Sanchez was a terrible purchase from them. That's really blown up in the face. He's moody. He's everything that Arsenal warned them against. And he's just not... I don't think he's got the hunger anymore. I think he's just not arse. So they need to get a new one of him. I can't see Martial staying for a place on the bench. They need defenders. I think De Gea will be gone. He's going to Madrid, so they need to replace him. Yeah, he's going to go out and spend big, but I can't see them doing it. I can't see them being any better, because the football he plays is just fucking, it's terrible. Do you know what I mean?
I think that...
Do what he's done this season. That's all I think.
I think the Sanchez thing is blown up in their face, because Sanchez has ended up at left wing back most of the fucking time when he's playing for them. So I think no matter who he signs, no matter how... Like Pogba, for me, should be playing in a midfield three, and he should be either side of the fella that's sitting deepest and allowed to go forward. And if the fella beside him has to stay with the leader of Matic, so be it. That's where Pogba's best at. Breaking. You'd have seen at Juventus. He played in the diamond at Juventus, and he just broke and broke and broke. Let's put it this way. Put Pogba into Liverpool's 14-14 team, and you're talking he's running riot off either side of a diamond. Ian, say that again.
I'd have Joe Allen over Pogba.
Would you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You've been on a plane. I'll let you away with it. Ian, United, for you, is there a lot of work that needs to be done there, or is it just no matter what they are, how many splashes they make in the market, the style of play is just antiquated now and people are seeing through it and playing through it very easily?
I hope that he stays there for the next 5 years, because they are atrocious to watch. Like, the fans hate watching him. He only buys players who are like he's got a reputation only for buying players who are at the absolute peak of their powers. So 28, 29 year olds. He's done it with Sanchez. And those type of players just go over the hill in a heartbeat. Do you know what I mean? He doesn't build for the future. He's got some amazing talent there. Like Martial and Rashford, people like that. He just doesn't touch them.
Rashford is so fucking good.
Honestly, he's ruining them.
I hate to admit it. He's brilliant. Very good player.
Love what he's done. what he's done to Luke Shaw, and he can't wait to slag Luke Shaw off. He's a horrible, horrible man. I hope he stays there, because if I'm a young player, if I'm Dembele and I come on the market 3-4 years ago and Liverpool and United want me, you sign for United without batting an eyelid. Comes on the market tomorrow and Liverpool and United want him, you're 100% signed for Liverpool, because who you've got in charge.
And he can offer 300 grand a week wages.
Yeah, they can, but it, you know what I mean?
That's where you get Mertz when he's in the game. You know, Alexis Sanchez was nailed on to City and it was 250 grand a week and fucking mad money signing on. And all of a sudden United turned up and went, we'll give you an extra 50 grand a week and the signing on. And he took it. He didn't look at the footballing side of it. He didn't look at what direction both clubs were going in. He didn't look at the managers, the style of play. He just seen the money and he went. Because,
what's going to happen with United, right? He'll eventually leave or get fucked off. And they'll have a squad which is top heavy in age because he buys all these older players. And he'll have already got rid of the likes of Martial and Rashford won't be happy. And he'll have got rid of all the young talent because they don't get a game. And then the next manager is going to have a massive rebuilding job if he wants to implement any sort of style of play. Do you know what I mean? It says a lot when his main go-to weapon's Fellaini and even he won't sign a new contract. So I hope he stays. I hope he stays. And I hope to give him 300 million because it doesn't matter who he buys because he's not utilising them properly anyway. Yeah, he's been found out, Mourinho.
And the funny thing is, if he looks across the city at Manchester City and he sees that they go out and they play attacking football and they have top-end players playing attacking football, 60% of this league are afraid of you and they're going to give you the game. That's the way it is. It's just the way it is because other teams are fucking... Because if you look at the breakdown in the league this season, 12 teams are absolutely terrified of going down. And they don't want to bash in 5 or 6-0 because it could affect them on the last day of the season with goal difference and everything else. I'm just on Martial and Rashford. I take both of them at Liverpool tomorrow.
All day.
I think... And don't get me wrong... Rashford, for me, is just pace and quite an intelligent player. Martial is a decent forward. I'm not saying they're better than what we have, but I think Klopp getting hold of them too, and it could be fucking fireworks all over the place because they have the raw talent and they have the intelligence, the football intelligence, to be unreal under the right guidance. Grizz, Man United, a quick word on them. What do you think they do this summer?
It's the three year curse of Mourinho, isn't it? Where his third year everything explodes. I think stuff's about to come out in the media about players having arguments and fights, which it's not going to go down well with Jose Mourinho. He's an absolute tool. He's lost. I think, honest to God, no. Honestly, for me, he's like sort of coming to the Wenger type sort of years for himself where he's losing it. He's actually lost the plot. He's an absolute tool, right? In terms of getting players, which young aspiring attacking player will want to sign for him? He will only sign players that are coming to the end of their career and are looking for a payday. And that is not what you want when you're building a team, especially a team that's like United sort of has been sort of, you know, trying to recreate this Alex Ferguson type dynasty. It's not happening everyone thought it's going to happen under Mourinho. Mourinho is a very selfish manager. He doesn't think about the club long term in any way, shape or form, or a player's career in any way, shape or form. He only cares about sort of his CV. And, you know, it was brilliant that Chelsea actually out-parked the bus, you know, in terms of, you know, they played the United system perfectly against United. And he actually said, we missed, what's his name? Fellaini's physical presence. Mm. When you've spent 90 million and 70 million on attacking forwards and you've got the I don't rate Lingard, but Lingard, Rashford, Martial, and then you come out in an interview and say you missed Fellaini's physical presence.
What he meant by that was he missed his go-to tactic, which is to put Fellaini and hit diagonals at him. And what you do is...
They're still fucked.
Yeah, no, you hit diagonals at Fellaini and you win flick-ons and the likes of a Martial or a Rashford or a Lingard gets a touch in it or a Lukaku. But if you go through the names, like Lukaku, Lingard, Sanchez, Rashford, Martial, it's fucking unreal.
And you talked about the job a new manager or he's got. I think we're talking about the attack because of Liverpool's and City's attack so good. I don't even think they're good defensively. I think they're pants at the back. I mean, you've got Ashley Young.
They rely on De Gea. De Gea wins them about 18 points, doesn't he?
Who's their left back? Ashley Young. Fucking hell. Valencia's quality, but come on.
How old is he, though? He's 32, isn't he? 32.
Yeah, but he's on fucking next level.
I want to move around quickly because we don't have long left and I want to get to this final because that's what we're here for. Just quickly, I want to touch on Spurs, Arsenal, Chelsea, the London clubs. And look, take them in a block and just tell me quickly what you think about them. Ian, I'll come to you first because I know this is one that interests you the most. It's the London clubs. Where do you see them going this summer? And we keep this short because they're in similar situations for me. Although slightly different stadiums, managers and different things. But what do you make of these London clubs and what do you think they're going
to do? I think they're very close to each other. I think there's about 5 miles between them, Gav.
How the fuck would you know? You don't even live in London.
Bellend. I reckon Chelsea will go for... The Napoli manager's quit tonight, isn't he?
Yeah.
I reckon he's going to Chelsea. I reckon Pochettino's at Spurs, but he's open to a big club him. I'm surprised PSG didn't go for him and they went for Tuchel they went for who don't rate at all. He's bought that job.
Absolute spoofer.
He is. And Arsenal are after Arteta. I don't understand that really because he's never managed before. So I don't know what they see in him. He could be a superstar. He could be absolutely nothing. So again, mate, Arsenal's a big rebuilding job. They've apparently just rife with fucking loads of bad eggs and all that type of shit. Spurs are only... If Spurs lose the manager and lose maybe Harry Kane or Eriksen, they're not going to go out and spend 70, 80 million to replace them players. So they're always on the precipice of being fucked. Chelsea don't spend as much money as they used to. But if they got a new manager in, I would imagine he'd give them a fair bit of wedge. So it is interesting, do you know what I mean? But I look around the league, and for the first time in a long time, I wouldn't swap my club style of play for any other sides in the Prem. City aside, because City had a bit of a freak on 80 this year. But you look at the likes of Chelsea, United, who've got billionaire owners who spend proper wedge. And their fans would love to be playing football like us. They'd love it. So I'm not envious of any of them. I don't worry about any of them. I think we're the only side that can challenge City next season. Depends on our recruitment in the summer. But as for the other three, London, I'm not asked. Spurs, I'd love Spurs to crumble. Because for some reason, over the last 12 months, their fans have started to think they're relevant. And they've done fuck all.
The last
ever.
3 years, you see
They've done fuck all. And they're trying to, like establish some sort of rivalry with us. Like they mean something, do you know what I mean? Because they beat Juventus 2-2 in Turin. Mm. It's a fucking... I'd love to see them fall away. But at the same time, I hate Chelsea. I don't mind Arsenal. But I hate fans.
Okay, Matt, out of them three, what do you reckon with them? Because you said earlier you can see Chelsea challenging.
Well, I'll be quick. I'll start with Tottenham. Tottenham will be Tottenham. They'll be there or thereabouts, but nowhere actually close to doing anything. Do you know what I mean? They'll be anywhere between third and sixth. They'll just either have an all right season or a slightly better. That's it. They're never going to challenge, never going to build up on that. Daniel Levy's a prick. Potter's good coach, but he's restricted. So that's where they are. Arsenal are entering. I've got a good mate who's an Arsenal fan. I told them they're about to enter what I call the Hodgson years, and they're about to go through a 7-year slump. A bit. They've got a bit of money, but
he's 3 years out the Champions League.
He's accepted it. Oh. They've got a bit of money. 2 years out the Champions League will hurt them big, though. Especially when their fans stop going, they won't fill that stadium every week. They've got a big ask about this manager, and they get Arteta. That's probably as bad as us getting Hodgson, I think. Chelsea, now I did say this before, could go two ways. It all depends on who they get. They've got good players there. They've got good players in that team. If we can get a good coach to get the most out of them, because they haven't got Europe, you got to remember that.
Can he speak English?
Sorry, is it?
Nah.
Can he speak English?
No.
I think they want him, but it's moody when you don't speak English. It's hard to get your points across, isn't it?
I think. Sorry, go on.
No, let Matt finish your one.
Me or the guy who interrupted?
No, go on, Matt. You finish your point.
Yeah, I just think it could go two ways. They haven't got Europe, which is a big plus for them. They've got good players, except Murata. Shit.
Chelsea in Europa.
I thought they missed out.
No, should they won the... They won the FA Cup.
Yeah. I'll play the kids.
I've been on a plane.
Yeah, I've been on a plane. Do you know what? If you get someone in, get the right person in with a little bit of clever spending, they can do well. That's where I am.
Okay. Graves, really quickly, Chelsea, Arsenal, Spurs.
Very quickly, I think we're ahead of all three of those clubs. I really think we're the closest to City. I think Arsenal in a proper bad place at the moment, even with their manager, even with Arteta coming in, proper bad place. Chelsea, the fucking owner hasn't got a visa, apparently. His visa's run out. So he's got problems there.
Yeah, you've just read that on Periscope, so take that with like a bag of salt. Yeah. Never mind.
What position
does Abramovich play?
What?
What position does Abramovich
play? He's in the two behind the tree in front of the ball.
His visa doesn't make a blind bit of fucking difference.
He's the type of owner that will easily fucking have a fit and just walk out of the club. And if he walks out of that club, there's serious problems with Chelsea. Their players are proper prima donnas. Did you see what Willian put on social media about Conte? They showed the celebration of the cup, picking up the cup, and he sort of blacked out Conte's face. So that's not gone down too well.
He put three cup trophy emojis down. Yeah. Conte's
I think Chelsea are going to go for Luis Enrique. I don't rate him at all. Pochettino's made noises about, look, back me, I'm off. That's what he said, basically. Mm. And we know Daniel Levy's, not the biggest spenders. And with that new stadium as well, they can't afford to go big in terms of spending. So I really think it's City and Liverpool are sort of on the up. I really think those three, the rest of the three are either going down or very stagnant.
Hey, Gav. This was him saying, I'll make a very quick point.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
You do
seven and a half minutes ago. No one's listening. Talking about Willian, he's the type of player the United sign next season.
Yeah,
29.
Let's talk about Willian, and there was one other off Chelsea I think he was looking at. But Willian was mentioned.
Yeah, he's the exact type of player who Mourinho goes for. He's a good player, but he's who we're talking about.
No worries.
Sorry, Chris, go ahead, finish, mate.
Go on, Chris.
Chris has never been quiet in his life. He's fucking bubbling.
Fuming.
Okay.
Go on, Chris. I want to know where you finished. Where did you start?
Okay.
Cool. All right. I'm just not with some Max lined up. Max lined up three bottles of wine behind his right shoulder there for after the pod. Fair play to him. Duty free, isn't it?
Yeah. No. The wedding venue that I went to look at gave me three of their wines to try.
Did she? Yeah, I played her. It was a board, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it was.
She's trying to get
we still haven't got our invites, you know, Matt. We'll find out where you're getting married, and we'll invite the whole of Twitter.
That'd be amazing. And we will find out. LFC Twitter finds out everything, Matt. come here. For me, I said it at the start of the season, just gone. Arsenal is rotten. It's fucking rotten. They've tried their best. They've moved a few people around in the higher fucking up in the club. A couple of lads from Dortmund, I think, have come in. Arteta would be mind-blowing if they go and do that. It really would. I don't see them anywhere near us next season. Chelsea, for me, Abramovich doesn't want to spend money anymore. I think no matter who you bring in, all it takes is 4 or 5 games and everything just fucking falls asunder. And there's enough players looking to get out there as well. Regardless of what Hazard's saying, Courtois, all these players. And if you actually look around their squad, they're not that good. They're genuinely not that good. who else start? Spurs, the stadium will affect them. You've seen it going back 10 years ago with Arsenal. It affected them. It took them 4 to 5 years to reposition themselves in the market. And then didn't bother the bollocks after anyway, because Wenger got so used to it that he just kept doing the same thing that he had to do for 5 years while he was restricted with finances. Ian's right. If Kane has enough and says, you know what, third place every fucking year, you know, and we're getting nowhere in the Champions League and we've won fuck all, he could just disappear. Levy won't pay the money. Matt's talking and he's muted. Fair play to him.
That was one of my best points I've ever made.
That is
I'm not repeating it either.
Well said, man.
That's a wisdom piece back then.
I tried to run into humour like Grizz there. I just think, and I said it during the week, Liverpool's time now is to put the pedal down and say, right, this is who we want, A, B, C, D, and E, and go and get them. And forget what these other clubs are doing, because the chances are they have a 50-50 chance of coming out of this, these clubs in a decent position, whereas we go and we put the pedal down with Klopp and with the momentum. Regardless of what happens on Saturday, with the momentum, we have a great chance of, as Ian said, pushing City all the way.
Mate, because we're two years into Klopp's project. They're all about to start, well, maybe not Pochettino, but you're the two sides are about to start from scratch again. This is when you pull away from them.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to go on to Everton, but look, I'm saving all that for the summer. There's too much fucking laugh to go on when you get come to them. They're brilliant. They're amazing. Did they get rid of your man Walsh?
Yeah.
Did they?
Steve Walsh. Yeah. Yeah, because he just brought in
the second coming of Christ.
Some PSV fella.
They've got rid of the second coming of Christ then, yeah?
Yeah.
Fucks them. Right, listen, on to the main event. We're not going to spend long on it because we'd be talking about it all fucking week, to be honest, on Twitter. Look, the four of us up, we're going to keep talking about it all the way up until Saturday. Liverpool and Real Madrid. Do you know what? I just want to get how we're all feeling on it, because I think the excitement levels are starting to rise now. There's only 6 days to go, and I hate to say it, but I'm quietly confident of this. I don't know why, no matter how many times I think about it. And Steve Brown off the Trippers asked me for a few words on it. He's doing a piece on Tuesday or Wednesday. Spoiler alert, he asked me for a prediction, and I told him that I was sitting in traffic in Dublin the other day, in usual Dublin fucking gridlock, and I just had a daydream, and Firmino scores early, Robertson makes it 2-0 late on, 2-0, it's game over, number 6. That's my prediction on it. And that was a daydream in the van, literally sitting in Dublin gridlock. Grizz, how are you feeling about it? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you confident? How are you feeling about it? Come on, tell me. To Gav.
I'm opposite to Matt, where Matt's been sort of saying we're going to smash every team into oblivion. And as we're getting closer and closer to the final, he's been shitting it. He's been shitting every single game. I'm the opposite. I've been shitting it. And now I'm slowly gaining confidence. So, you know, for me, the pressure's off. I wanted us to get top four. We got the top four.
Don't say free hit.
It's
you say free hit, I'm fucking cutting you off. I swear to fucking God.
It's a genuine
going to this
game.
Free,
he said free hit, Kevin.
Fuck off, Chris. Free hit, it's the European Cup final.
Okay.
Don't say the pressure's off. The pressure's not off. It's European Cup final.
It's not off, it's fucking... You asked the elastic on his pads.
The pressure's totally off in terms of, for me.
Under pressure to win the European Cup, but go on.
There's no sign of any constipation whatsoever. I really think we go into this game refreshed, had a nice couple of weeks rest. We go into it full guns blazing. I'm very confident. To all.
Ian, one thing that struck me, Liverpool went over to, was it Marbella? It was somewhere over there.
Mabs, say in the industry. Yeah. Mabs.
Loads of 18 to 40 for Ian. Don't mention industry, no, he'd only get upset again. Leave you fucking leave him alone. One thing that struck me in was, you know, we win the last game of this league season and he takes them away and they look so relaxed. You know, there's no train. I haven't seen any training pictures. They just seem to be going away. They're visiting Dalian Agar. They're going out on bikes and cycling around and relax. They look like they're just totally, you know, within themselves, confident and happy and relaxed. And I think it doesn't look much to a lot of people, but to me it looks like, yeah, these boys have this. These boys are confident and ready.
And you know what, right? And that's why I'm worried. And I'm never, ever worried, ever. When's the last time you heard me think we're going to... I'm worried. And the reason why, because in 2005... we were playing against one of the best club sides there's ever been. And I was just happy to be there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we pulled
was
off
it
a miracle.
Was it free hit for you?
No, there's no such thing.
Exactly.
2007, they were still a better side than us. But we were still, again, they were massive favourites. We outplayed them, but, do you know what I mean? This time, I think if we turn up and we play our best, I think we turn Real Madrid over. And that's why I'm worried, because I think we are genuinely good enough to win. Whereas even in Istanbul, we weren't good enough to win. We got battered for 84 minutes and fluked it a bit, which you're not really allowed to say. But all our players just seem dead cool. The manager seems dead cool. And my arse is puckering like a fucking, like, you know what I mean? Nah, like someone stuck some beads up there. And I'm never usually like that.
Training starts next week.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the team in terms of the preparation. They'll be prepped to death and they'll be fully rested. I worry when we've had a bit too long off, because I think we need a rhythm. Liverpool seems to better on one game a week. But I don't know, my arse is just that. And I think it's because it's Real Madrid, the biggest side in the world. Man, you won't like hearing it, but Madrid, they're going for three in a row. They're corrupt as fuck. Your UEFA want them to win. So we're going to have to beat them, a moody ref, because they don't know who the ref is. Probably some Spanish fella who's got a villa in Madrid. Do you know what I mean?
Season.
Honestly.
He's a season ticket holder at the Bernabeu.
That's what I'm worried about, the ref, massively.
Yeah, so I'm just...
He could ruin the game the way we chase teams down and press them and late little niggles. He can ruin the game for sending someone off.
They are horrible. They're a horrible side for the dark arts. They are horrible. So... That's why, within a week to go, it's starting to build up. I may have like some sort of seizure come next Friday, and I'm not usually the type, because I just think it's there for the taking. I think if we turn up and we perform the way we can perform, I think we win. And I've never felt that in a Champions League final before. I've always just thought they need to play poorly for us to have anything. Whereas against these now, I think they're just coming over the crest. They need to reinvest. They're getting on a bit. I think it's there for the taking, and that worries me more, because there's more to lose, I think.
And you know what that is? That's because you've watched Liverpool for 20 years and haven't won enough. And what happens is you get into this mentality that we should be confident on it, and then you think, and immediately you just go back to a default position where you think, yeah, but we're Liverpool, look what we do, you know? And that's what happens to you. If you have a seizure, don't ring Grace, because you've upset him tonight, and you can see he's very upset. So he's not helping. Don't ring me because I'm in Dublin. Because Matt's drinking fucking four bottles of Portuguese wine a day at this stage.
Mate, if I have a seizure, I won't ring anyone. I'll be doing that fucking floss thing on the floor.
Will you video?
How can I do that? I'll be full on Michael J. Fox in it all over the gaff.
I'll buzz around and video it.
Yeah, he'll drop around. Will you get me a spare key cup and leave it under the mat? And if you're having
just
a seizure,
leave the curtains open.
Send the safe word to Matt and he'll come around and video you.
Pineapple's my safe word. All the women know that on Twitter.
Matt, I'm confident. Ian is shitting himself. How are you feeling?
To be honest, I haven't really thought about it properly till today. On the flight back, in the car on the way home, I start singing LA, 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 and it starts to hit home now. I am, nervous, man. I think we'll smash in 3-3 and we'll go through on penalties.
I couldn't handle that.
It's just what we do. We giving our fans a hard time. It's what we do. It's what we do best. I'm as I said before, I'm afraid of the ref. The ref's going to ruin it. That's my worry more than anything.
Has he been announced yet? Has the ref been announced?
I don't know, but as you said, you know he's a prick.
All day,
he's nailed on to being an absolute bellend. We can beat them. Our attack is better than their defence. And it all depends on what defence turns up for us. If it's front foot Degsy, and it's the 1 in 10 that we get, brilliant. Everything else I'm sound with. There won't be lobbing balls over the top on Trent, so he'll do well. Anything on the floor, Trent is absolutely fine with. Look at Sané for City. He destroyed him. Two legs.
I think he might play Bale on the left, and I think he might hit balls on.
Well, recently, he's been playing he's only been playing two central midfielders. He hasn't been playing Casemiro. So if they do that, and they don't have a defensive mid protecting their back four... Yeah, I think he's dead.
No, he's not.
He's alive. There he is.
I thought he had a seizure. Say pineapple, Chris. Say pineapple.
But Ramadan's in a mad. Look, he's locked. He's at his arm.
I tell you, he's in one of those classes. You know when you're in one of them classes, you have to sit still when someone draws you. I thought all his friends were on the other side of the camera.
It's like that.
Painting them.
Sharon's there painting them.
If they don't play defensive mid against our back, our front three, then game on.
Yeah,
there's no chance they don't play Casemiro. He played yesterday, Ian. Casemiro started yesterday.
He didn't play against Juve and Bayern, no.
No, massive mistake.
Casemiro's the first name on the sheet for against us, definitely. After Ronaldo.
Ronaldo, it's Casemiro.
After Ronaldo, first name on the sheet. There's no chance Casemiro doesn't play. I think the only dilemma they've got is Bale, Benzema. I think Isco starts. It's Bale and Benzema.
It's Bale all day long.
I think both of them have got into form recently as well.
I think Bale's dangerous, man.
I think he'll go. He'd have his normal back four, and I'm happy with that. I think Salah likes to cheat and stay up the pitch, and usually what they do is to try to get Marcelo one-on-one with a right full-back, and I'm quite confident with that. I think Trent can do that. He has to stop the crosses in the box, because that's where Ronaldo comes alive. Ronaldo is not interested in playing football anymore. He's not interested in getting involved. He just wants to hang around that box, and he comes alive when the ball is 30 yards from goal, and usually when it's wide. Their defence can definitely be got at.
Front foot Dexy sorts him out.
Yeah, Ramos can be got at. Varane can be got at. Marcelo, positionally, can be out of position, and we can exploit it. I think Carvajal is a fantastic fucking right back, though. A fantastic right back. The goalkeeper, I'd have worries over. And in midfield, I think our work rate in midfield might put them under a bit of pressure. I think Real Madrid are going into this believing that they're going to win. And if they take this for granted, and I mean 1% take this for granted, they're in for a massive fucking shock. A massive shock. Because
I tweeted that the other day. I hope Ronaldo touches that cup on the way out.
And Liverpool, like, as good as Real Madrid are, Liverpool are the side that will just, and I mean, take a game away from fucking anybody. In 20 minutes. They will take the game away from me. And you see, the thing is, if you know, I look at Madrid and I'm looking at, they'll probably go Cruz, Casemiro, and maybe Modric.
Yeah.
There's fuck all walk rate in there. I don't care what anyone says. There's no walk rate in there. And
there's mental technique, though.
But there's mental technique.
I just see Milner trying to chase down Modric.
I'm telling you.
Just a little flick here.
If he'll be chasing someone else,
and he'll just do a little flick, and he'll just be running round and round and round.
But the thing is, what you'll probably find is that you'll have three boys that'll say, right, when we don't have it, we get behind the ball. And we let them get it. And when they come close to us, we're going to break them. And when we break them, you're probably going to look for Wijnaldum with 40-yard runs, carrying the ball and getting through midfield and carrying the ball. I'm quietly confident. Grizz, give me
I'm so fucking nervous, mate, honestly. And I'm never
going to love it.
Just a quick one, though. Where do we think Ginny's going to play in terms of, you know, he's been playing number six.
He'll play six.
Hendo's
back, isn't he?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So our midfield's going to be Hendo, Gini, and Milner. So who's going to have that role where...
you imagine start of the season, you said that's the midfield final.
Ruin themselves. But who do we think's going to have that attacking role?
I think Gini will be the six. I think Hendo will slot in alongside him, but he'll get ahead of the ball more than Gini will.
I think it will be the other way around.
That's what I think. No one cares what you think
of. I know that, but look, I'm just telling you anyway. I have for the record. I think Liverpool will try to take this midfield out of the game completely. I think they look to hurry. I think they look to get the ball from Real Madrid, and then even when we have it at the back, I think they're going to look to go and go straight for the front three and go right, get it to them, and let's see what happens. Because Madrid, for me, midfield wise, technically amazing. Walk rate, no fucking way, no way.
They're going to end up with about 70% possession, so it depends what we do with ours.
Yeah, and we're happy with that.
We go from back to front a lot quicker than they will. A bit like you just said.
How did they do against Atletico this season? Because that's similar to how we are.
They drew one.
Atletico are just dead defensive.
Yeah, I know they are more than us.
They haven't got the pace that we've got, Matt. They can defend. They haven't got no, they've got zero pace. We can hurt them. But as Ian says, they can also hurt us with that technique in midfield. We only know how to play one way. That's the, in my opinion, at the moment. And that's the problem. But so do they. It's a fascinating game.
If our midfield horns up, we win the game. It's as simple as that.
I don't even think so. I think if our front three turn up, we win the game. Actually, if our back foot, we all need to turn up, or that team do. But Ben's just said on Perry there, front foot Dexy in the 94th minute, win it. I'm not joking, right? If that happens, I won't be on the pod the next day because I'm running around town with my dick out until I get arrested by the police. I swear, I won't be on the podcast the next day.
When you hear the sirens, fall to the ground, pretend it's a seizure. Fucking, you'll be grinding.
Stop dropping roll.
You can have it 6 months, no problem. Grizz, it's 6 days out. You can change that prediction as the 6 days goes on, but right now, give me a prediction on the game.
It's going to be two amazing games.
Two,
we fucking smashed them in the penalty strip.
Right, okay. Ian's going to fall off. Ian, give me a prediction.
My indecisiveness is really worrying me because I usually just go, bam.
I've got to fall at you very soon.
2-1.
Okay, Matt?
2-1.
I told you, he's fucking opposite.
Yeah, he's gone, his head's gone.
We'll win 3-2.
3-2. Okay, I'm going 2-0. Firmino early on. Robertson finishes it off in injury time.
Do you think we need to lead to win?
No.
Do you think we can come from behind to win?
No. First goal is not important. Second goal is big.
Early goal won't help, no?
No.
I think we need to lead.
Do you?
I think we need to lead, yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. But look, I think it's great, Grizz.
And let's get Ramos on a yellow card inside the first 6 minutes and then we're on a winner.
Yeah,
Grizz. No ref is sending him off.
Grizz is coming to see me in Dublin on Saturday as well. So if he comes over to Dublin and we lose, he's never coming over again. That's being fairly honest with you. I don't want that to do with him anymore. Lads, that's been the Fat Back Four. It's been really good. It's been really long. We're here about an hour and a half, but fuck it. I'm having a good time. Yeah, that's been the Fat Back Four. As I said in the preview, Tuesday club with the day trippers. Thursday will be the tactics board. We'll be here on Sunday after the game, as usual. And on Saturday, we're all out for a few drinks. Look up the trippers Twitter feed and you'll find all the details on that. We're going out on the lash for the Champions League final and you're more than welcome to join us. Yeah, that's been the Fat Back Four up the Reds. And, over and out.